Good morning, church. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. Father, we have songs to sing. We have joy. We're born again. And we're here to praise you here this morning. So, Father, now as we come to you in spirit and in truth, we thank you for just meeting us here once again. That Father God, that you would just open up the heavens toward us here this morning. That your Holy Spirit would be here present, flowing in and moving around us and through us and all about us here. That there wouldn't be any hindrances that would be on our part. That Father God, we would just be able to have a time of worship here like we've never had before. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided, but one you rule and reign. A heart that feeds compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship that rises to your throne. A pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after Thee. A pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after Thee. A heart that hides Your word so that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided, but one you rule and reign. A heart that feeds compassion, that praises you, my Lord, a sweet aroma of worship that rises to your throne.
Amen.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender Jesus, I surrender, humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all, I surrender Jesus, I surrender, make me Savior, wholly Thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that Thou art mine. I surrender. Jesus, I surrender, Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power, let Thy blessing fall on me. I surrender Jesus, I surrender. Now I feel the sacred flame. Oh, the joy of full salvation. Glory, glory to His name. I surrender all. I surrender. I surrender all.
Amen.
Father, we love You, we worship and adore You. Glorify Thy name in all the earth. Glorify Thy name. Glorify Thy name. Glorify Thy name in all the earth. Jesus, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name, glorify thy name, glorify thy name in all the earth. Spirit, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify the Lord in all the earth. Glorify thy name, glorify thy name, glorify thy name in all the earth. Father, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Jesus, we love you. We worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Spirit, we love you. We worship and adore you. Glorify the Lord in all the earth. Glorify thy name, glorify thy name, glorify thy name in all the earth.
Amen.
Serve him all of my life till his face I'll see. I want to magnify the name of the Lord. His name I'll praise. For he has been so good and so kind to me all of my days. When I was lost in darkness, he heard my plea and rescued me. Now I'll serve him all of my life till his face I'll see. I want to magnify the name of the Lord. His name I'll praise. For he has been so good and so kind to me all of my days. When I was lost in darkness, he heard my plea and rescued me. Now I'll serve him all of my life till his face I'll see. I want to magnify the name of the Lord. His name I'll praise. For he has been so good and so kind to me all of my days. When I was lost in darkness, he heard my plea and rescued me. Now I'll serve him all of my life till his face I see.
Amen.
joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. My heart is running over with the joy of the Lord. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah. I cannot keep from shouting hallelujah.
Amen.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before His throne. We will worship Him in righteousness. We will worship Him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to Him we give. Oh, hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before His throne. We will worship Him in righteousness. We will worship Him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to Him we give. Oh, hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Oh, hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. That this life with its great mysteries. Surely one day will come to an end. But faith will conquer the darkness and death, and will lead me at last to my friend. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe believe that the Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today. For he changed me completely, a new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stand. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cause. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross.
Amen.
Songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong in the strength of the Lord. You are strength of the Lord. I will trust in you. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong in the strength of the Lord. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. I will trust in you.
Lord, yes, you are a hiding place. You shall preserve us from trouble. O Lord, you shall deliver us with songs of deliverance. Hallelujah. You are a hiding place. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord, for a glorious day. Thank you, Lord, for a day of victory today, for a day of celebration, a day of excitement. Oh, we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day today, a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heavens and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. One thing will I desire from the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple, to visit his temple. Hallelujah. For in the time of trouble he shall hide us in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide us. He will set us upon the rock. He is also a strong habitation whereto we can continually resort. For he has given a commandment to save us. For he is our rock and our fortress. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he is a shepherd and we shall not want. He is a source. With him we live and move and have a being. Oh, Lord, we got everything. What else can we ask? Oh, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. You have given us the heathen for our inheritance. Oh, praise your holy name. You have given us so precious promises. Hallelujah. He says, having these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Now, what are we doing? And we gonna share what the Lord our God has done in our lives. And we gonna share who God is. He is a deliverer. He is our Lord and Savior. He is the healer of our bodies and the Savior of our souls. Are we gonna keep it secret? Oh, we are gonna share it with the whole world. And this is the question. And Lord, we ask you today, put it in each and every heart today, in this people here. We pray, Lord, in this congregation, and our congregation who watches us in the webcast, put in every heart today, we pray, Lord, a desire, oh Lord, to go out and spread the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah. For Jesus saves. He is a source. He is a commander in chief. He is a king. He is a Lord and master. He is the healer of our bodies and the savior of our souls. Let us not keep it secret. Let us declare it in the whole world. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. praise the name of Jesus. All we need to do to call upon the name of the Lord, and we shall be saved, and we shall be delivered. Hallelujah. Oh, He alone is worthy of all praise and honor and glory. And we praise His holy name. And we thank You today for putting that in our hearts, down deep in our hearts, a conviction, a fire that cannot be quenched. And we praise You and thank You, a fire that will be spread, a fire that will be contagious. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father, for what You are going to do and for what You have done. And we bless You in Jesus' name. Lord Jehovah Jireh, Provider, we call upon You right now in the name of Jesus. You are a shepherd and we shall not want. You are Jehovah Jireh, You are a provider. You are the God that shall supply all our needs. No good thing will You withhold from them that walk uprightly. You are the reward of them that diligently seek You. And we want to thank You today for providing for the needs of this church. Thank You for providing for the needs of each and every individual in this body of believers. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, You have done a good job in providing for all of us, and we thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father, and we are grateful to You. And Lord, now, out of what You have given us, we want to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness. Oh, hallelujah, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Praise His holy name. And no matter what we give, oh, no matter what the congregation sends to this ministry, oh, we can never outgive God. Oh, we can never outgive Him. Oh, hallelujah, the more we give, the more He will come. The more the supplies will come. But we thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. But, oh Lord, we don't do it. We don't give for what we are going to receive. We give, oh Lord, with gladness. We give because we love You. We give, O Lord, because it is in Your word. Hallelujah. And Lord, we pray for the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Thank You for a mighty anointing upon him. Thank You for giving him joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thank You for giving him the freedom to preach and let the word come out with power. And let everybody be touched today. No one be left untouched. And we praise You and thank You, Heavenly Father, for a day of victory today and a day of celebration. And to You we give all the praise. We give You all the glory. We give You all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen and Amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
It is with a great joy that I want to introduce to you today. My wife, Aina, has produced a CD, and this actually was recorded probably about 15 to 20 years ago. And my wife has always had three things that she loved. She loved to pray for people. And when we had crusades and meetings, she loved to witness and testify. And she loved to sing for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this was recorded. It was kept on a cassette for many years. And due to our technology today, we've been able to resurrect that. And so what she wants to do is she wants to use this to evangelize. So she can't sell it. And we have some copies in the bookstore. And if you want to have a copy, you just give a donation, whatever you feel that God wants you to give to her. She paid for this herself. And then you can use that to give away to some people. And people might not be saved, or people in a backsliding condition. Use as a witnessing tool. And if you're watching us, you say, well, how can I do it? But you can simply contact us and just send in the gift via the website and just mark it that you want to have Aina Terrell's CD that is called He Chose Me. And God really did choose Aina. So I'm happy to do that. We got some prayer requests here. And let me give you first a praise report. Last week we prayed that God would help us in our finances. This prayer was answered and all checks were sent out were covered. This week we're going to thank God to continue to meet our needs and keep this ministry going. God has not yet moved upon people to help us with the taxes. We still owe the government. Let's continue to thank God that the money is on its way for the taxes. Dan Straisner underwent surgery for his back problem 2 weeks ago. So far, now what I did was, they had him laying down, gave him local anesthesia. They injected stuff into his spine, and I don't know how they do that, and he got really no relief. He was at a VA hospital in the Bay Area, I don't know what it was, but in the Bay Area. And they did not even keep him overnight. And he had to sit and ride for about 4 hours after surgery, riding home. So that's so much for your Obamacare. So far, he has not received the relief he was hoping for. He's not able to walk very far. He needs his wife to dress him and take care of him. Let us uphold our brother in Christ, that God will have mercy upon him, that he will turn to Christ for all his needs. You know, sometimes we criticize people, we say this and that, but I want to tell you something. When you're in pain and you're down, we don't need to be criticized. We need some love, and we need some compassion, we need some prayer. Last Sunday, August the 7th, 2011, we prayed for confusion for the people of the world government and the speculators. Now this week, God sent great confusion. There was no rhyme or reason for the way the stock market went up and down in wild swings. This was a wild week in the financial markets. The price of oil fell in the beginning of the week to $79 per barrel, but later it rose to $85.38 per barrel, which is down $1.50 from last week. So overall, the oil is down. Let us continue to pray that God will give no rest for the world government leaders, and that they shall be unable to get out of the confusion, that God is going to send them on a daily basis. Wouldn't you like that? Now, George Soros, which is one of the worst world government people we have, George Soros, he was sued last week. He had a girlfriend. He's about 75, 80 years old. He had a girlfriend about 29 years old. And he decided to dump her, and she sued him. So praise God for that. You know, he needs some more pain to repent. I have no, what do you call it, sympathy for him. I do have it for Dan. This came in from Gert in Belgium, and I really wanted to hear this heart cry. I am busy organizing an event in Brussels from January 31st through February 2, 2012. Brussels, the capital of Belgium. Brussels, the capital of the European Union. That's where the beast is. Okay? Gert Timmerman and his wife lives there. He wants to organize a three-day speaking engagement by the well-known Christian apologist, Dr. Rabbi Zacharias from the Zacharias International Ministries. His ministry aimed to help believers think and thinkers believe. The topic of the 3 days will be the changing European identity. The aim is to defend Jesus Christ in postmodern Europe. Rabbi is like a modern-day C.S. Lewis, engaging intellectual people, challenging them to open up their assumptions and premises about God. Now, they had committed themselves 2.5 years ago because Gert has been pestering them. They said, "We will come." Now that it comes to planning the event, I met a lot of resistance, and doors seem to struggle to open up. Here's what he wants prayer for. The first engagement was planned to be at the university campus, but now it seems the timing is bad since we'll be in the middle of the exams. Therefore, I need to change the engagement to somewhere at the EU Parliament. Now, he's going to take this guy to the EU Parliament. I'm not a European, so here I need a desperate help from Christians in the EU Parliament, or European Union Parliament. The second engagement is planned to be in Brussels, aimed at business people. I'm struggling to find the right people to help me secure a venue. Also, financially speaking, this would take a lot of faith, since booking a venue for business people is not cheap. The third engagement will be at our church, helping believers to defend the gospel as commanded. All of this will take a lot of planning, and once the venues are secure, we need to start marketing the event. I've been praying about the event. I will appreciate your prayers as well. Thanks for your faithfulness. And this is signed Gert. So we're going to pray for that today. My final request here, and I really want you to hear this. I know you're listening. This came in from a man by the name of Colonel Tom. And Colonel Tom is the coordinator of the Businessman's Fellowship in Sacramento. Used to be the full gospel businessman. They changed it out to businessman. And he wrote this. I come to you tonight with a heavy heart. My wife Karen suffered a massive stroke last Saturday morning, August the 6th. And she's in Mercer General Hospital Rehab Center at J Street in Sacramento. She's very little use of her limbs and her speech. She's having speech and physical therapy daily. She's in great need of your prayers for recovery. The doctors discovered a small hole in the heart between the right and left side and a growth on the mitral valve. She's in room 286B in a building behind the parking garage. Thank each of you for your concern and prayers. God bless for your caring. I want you to think about this. You got a wife here today, you got a husband, you got someone, loved one. And you know, when you have someone have a stroke or heart attack, it just rips your life apart. You love that person. And you know, when we get a request like this, I don't take it lightly. We might be other people praying for him, but I can feel his grief having a wife to be for many years and then suddenly stroke. So, let's have the people come up here that want to pray. And I'm going to ask Bob, I want you to pray for Belgium. God, help me to tell you to pray for that. So come on up, Bob. I want you to pray for Belgium.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come before you with these petitions. And we thank you for this good preaching that we had today about faith. And we do come before you with these petitions in faith, knowing that you have already requested them and that we just need to ask. So right now we pray for Sharon Alberson. She's been through deliverance. She's over there in Colorado. We pray that you would help her to be focused when she goes through the follow-up program. She's having a hard time with a lot of distractions. And we just ask that you would strengthen her with your Holy Spirit and that you would cause her to understand what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is so that she can seek that and have the power she needs to walk like she wants to do. In Jesus' name.
Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in the world. We thank you for the confusion that you're bringing upon this nation and the confusion that you're bringing on the world government and the confusion that you're sending throughout the stock market. And Lord God, we've come to you asking you to please lower these prices of gas and fuel in America and throughout the world. We've asked you for great weather. We've asked you to fill the rivers and the lakes. We've asked you for a lot of things. And so, Lord, we need to come to you, praising you and thanking you for what you are doing and what you have done. And Lord God, myself, I praise you and thank you for this. I thank you for, you know, when we go to sleep at night, that you have everything in your hands and you are in control and you are taking care of business in heaven and on this earth. And so I'm just excited and happy so much for what you are doing. And Lord God, I just lift you up, helping me to please have more faith in you, Father God, to know that you're taking care of all the issues of life on this earth. And through prayer, that's how things get taken care of. You take care of them, Father God. So thank you. Praise you. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for us for eternity, and for the Holy Spirit that communicates with us, shares things with us, and helps us to grow in faith and knowledge and understanding and wisdom. I thank you for that. I thank you that I am a born-again Christian, saved by grace, and knowing when I die, I know where I'm going to spend eternity, and that is in heaven. And thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I thank you today for the opportunity to stand here in support of our ministry overseas. I was going to speak about this later in a testimony, but this is a good time, and it's probably the reason John called me for this. But we have a ministry, as you know, overseas, and Gert is one of the loyal, wonderful members of our far-reaching ministry. And so we want to pray right now. I'm going to ask the terrorists to pray with me too, because we need some really power here. The power, of course, comes from God and from the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. But Gert is putting together a three-day ministry from a famous Rabbi Zacharias. I'm not familiar with him, but they would be in Europe. In an effort to bring the gospel back to postmodern Europe. And certainly it's needed. But what we really need, I think, to do pray right now is to call down and take authority over the strong men of Europe and so forth. And so right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we break every spirit from the strong men over Europe and Brussels. We take authority over every demonic force that seeks to hinder this effort. And we've been given that power at the cross. Behold, I've given you all authority over the works of the enemy. So right now, in Jesus' name, we take authority over all of Europe, all of Brussels, all this, and touch every life. Give courage to every person that he seeks for help. Give them the courage to speak boldly in the face of the pervasive evil in Europe at this time. So with the power of Jesus Christ, we command those spirits to be bound. And I'll just turn that, I want Soteris to add something to that, because he's from Europe and understands that. So if you will, put some more power to it.
Thank you.
We tear down the demonic ruler over Brussels in the name of Jesus. That antichrist system, we tear it down in the name of Jesus. We render it useless and will not be able to have an effect upon that ministry that is going to take place before long. In the name of Jesus, we bind all demonic spirits in the officials all around. For 24 hours, every demonic spirit right now in those officials who have a say over this, that all those spirits will be bound, gagged, chained, deaf, dumb, unable to function in the name of Jesus and not be able to cause a delay, to cause a stop in this movement, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that you give Gert, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, give him the wisdom, the knowledge, give him freedom, Lord, to go about what to do. Give him that spirit to be well organized and open doors wide open, where he will find a place where this crusade is going to take place. And Lord, we thank you for opening those doors wide open for Gert. We pray in the name of Jesus, and the Spirit of God saturate them with your peace and joy in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory for Gert Timmerman. In the name of Jesus, that your word will go out and it will touch thousands upon thousands of people, if not millions, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And Father, I want to lift up to you Daniel Strayson. We pray, O Lord, that you let his faith rise. Give him such a faith and trust in you and reliance upon you, dependence upon you, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, like never before. Thank you, Father, for a new supernatural touch upon him, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that he will receive what you have ordained for him to have, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, what the doctors could not do, God, the great physician, can. And we ask you this moment for your resurrection power to come upon Strayson, Daniel Strayson, oh Lord, and do a miracle and revive him again, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, not only physically but spiritually, and raise him up, oh Lord. Let him stand up and become counted, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it be such a victory in the family life, and what the devil stole all these years, God is able to restore. He says, I will restore. I will restore your soul. I will restore. And we pray, Heavenly Father, for complete restoration. give peace to Sherin while she is in this, oh Lord, difficult situation. Give a peace and joy that God is in control, and God, when He moves, and things start happening. And we praise His holy name. And Lord, we leave him, leave this family in your hands, and we thank you for what you are doing there and what you are going to do. And we pray that in Jesus' precious and mighty name, amen and amen.
And Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, the Godhead, we give you honor and glory and praise for what you've done financially for us. We have trust in you. We have faith in you. This comes from the Holy Spirit. And we just thank you and praise you for covering all the checks, giving all the financial needs that this ministry has. And we know you put us here to keep on going, not to back up. And so we just thank you and praise you that each family is going to be looking at the things in their heart to cleanse of things that they may not think is important, but it's very important to you. Have them speak to each other until they hear the Holy Spirit. We just thank you for cleansing every corner of this church, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we know that you've got people planned to put the tax money in the coiffures here. And we thank you and praise you that this money is on its way. And we trust you and we have faith in you to do these things. We love you. And we say again, praises and glory and honor to God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Father God, we want to lift up Karen Kupik Frankhauser, who has had a massive stroke, Lord God. Father, you are the great healer. You are the great physician. Father God, we just combine all of our faith together, and we lift up Karen, and we ask you, Father, to touch her body, touch her mind, touch her muscles and her nerves and every part of her, Lord God. Bring life back into that body and alertness into her mind, and take away the aphasia that she can't speak and say things the way she wants to, the way she's thinking them. They don't come out right in your mouth. Father God, you can touch her tongue, you can touch her mouth, and it will be fine. You can get everything working again, Father God. And we ask you to do this for her. We ask you to do this for her and her husband. And Father God, it isn't too much to ask, because you have told us to come boldly before the throne of grace. And that's what we're doing. And we have confidence in you, Lord. We have total belief in you. And we know that when you tell us to do something, we can do it with the faith to know it's going to happen. And Father God, we just trust that right this minute, you are touching her. You are healing the hole in her heart. You are clearing her mind. You are putting everything back in place the way it belongs and functioning properly. And that's nothing for you, Lord Jesus. That's nothing for you, because you've done it many, many times. And we ask this for Karen. She belongs to you. She's your child. And her husband needs her, Lord, as they serve you together. Please, Father, bless her with this and help us to someone to be able to go and see her and further confirm the healing that you are doing. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that the prayers have been spoken. And on the altar in heaven, the smoke is coming up. And in due time, every prayer should be answered. And we also, Father God, want to lift up Thomas Burns to you, as he's still on his vacation. We thank you, Father God, for your safety for him, that you're able, Father God, to pray and minister to his brother that is with him. And we thank you for the headway we've made so far. And Father God, we also pray for Eric in Canada and Jan from Sweden, that they are in traveling right now, that you would continue to give them traveling mercy, Father God, and bring them to the location in Canada in due time, Lord, that you had no problems whatsoever. And I want to thank and praise you right now in Jesus' name. And amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay. It is time for testimonies. Does anybody have a testimony they'd like to share today?
Good morning. As Pastor was teaching on faith, I decided to seek the Lord a little bit more on this. I know we all have, to the degree, get revelation of faith. And he's still giving us more and more each time. But this time the Lord revealed to me something in Jude that I would like to just read to you. But before that, I wanted to say to you that, as you know, we all are very aware of our physical bodies, and we try to exercise it and keep it the best we can, eat the right thing or whatever we do. But this preservation of our body is not enough for our wholeness. We need to be strong in our spirit and in the faith. And I really think that this book of Jude is a small book, but a half-brother of Jesus spoke to in this book to the things very pertaining to this time we're living in right now. And there's a lot of things that he talked to me from this book, but I just want to say this one thing. In the book of Jude, it talks about the end times and all these other things that will happen in the church, but it says here, "But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved," this is what I want you to say, to you to understand, "building up yourself." See, that building up of our physical bodies, our mind, our health. But this is a very important building up, and we need that, because you, beloved, it's talking to, of course, the Christians that believe in and have faith in the Lord in every area of their lives. He says, "Beloved, build up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." And I just feel like Jesus said, "It's better for that I go away." If he felt that it's better for us that he goes away, because the Holy Spirit will come and he will help us to live this life in and through him, then this is very, very important to realize the benefits and the leading and the dependence on the Holy Spirit. And he will help us to pray in English or by word or groaning that he would give us. But the thing is, we need to build ourselves up praying in the Holy Spirit. And this is something that is just as important or more than anything else we do for our own physical wellness. So I just want to share that. Thank you.
Is there anybody else? Lois.
Hi. I do have a testimony, and I just love telling about the wonderful things God does and how he moves in when we need him in our life in a special way and causes things to happen the right way. And as you all know, I've been struggling with this internet marketing thing. I've had a lot of opposition from Satan, and I've had a lot of opposition from some of the godly people I know. And so they think it's evil, I shouldn't be doing it, and it's not something I need to do, that God will provide some other way. And I have felt very strongly that the Lord wanted me to do this, and he wanted me to learn how to make a living this way, because jobs are disappearing as we've known them in the past. And then the marketplace there, you know, I can't come up with capital to open a storefront and sell anything. There's no way I could do that. But I could put some good sales letters on the internet and do some other things and that are perfectly legitimate and honest and upright and can make a good living. And I'm thinking not of my own living because I don't require too much. I pretty much cover my needs, but I'm thinking of the webcasting. I'm thinking of sending young people to college, to Bible school, to a seminary maybe, but to help people that are really in need and are struggling right now. Some people are really starving. They really are hungry. And there's so many needs out there that if I can create some finances and some money with the intelligence God gave me and His help, why shouldn't I do that and try to fill some of these gaps? And so the Lord gave me that inspiration to do, and I did get really discouraged, and I was ready to wipe out the whole thing and just give it up and throw it away. And because my computer wasn't working right, everything seemed to be coming against me. So at my lowest hour, I just talked to the Lord and I said, Lord, once before when I was treasurer of this church, I had a computer problem where the hard drive was all used up and I knew that I didn't use it all up. And I said, you came in and did a miracle and you just cleared it. I said, I don't know what kind of miracle you want to do with this one, but something, I need a miracle. I had 2% left of my hard drive and I knew that wasn't true. I knew there was something else wrong, but I couldn't find it. And so I prayed and I asked the Lord to find it for me, and up popped a screen. I didn't touch anything. It just right in front of my face. And it said, log me in 123. Here to help fix your computer problems. Anything and everything. We're good. Only $24.95 special. I called them up. I logged them in. I had this little Spanish guy. I couldn't hardly understand him, but boy, was he sharp. He knew everything. And he cleared that whole thing, and we still had a problem. There still was only 2% left of the hard drive. This is a 75-gigabyte hard drive. And I had gone through carefully and in my mind added up what the amount of space I thought I should be using. And it was only like 20 gigabytes. And if you don't know what gigabytes are, that I think that's 1 million bytes anyway. It was all that we had. So then all of a sudden he was cruising around on the desktop trying to look at what things are. He found this little square on there and he said, what's this? I said, I don't know, but I was afraid to delete it because I can't figure out what it is or what it does. He says, let's take a look at it. He pulled it up and it was dollar signs and periods and zero, 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 zeros over the whole page as far as you could see. And I said, what in the world is that? He said, well, it's not anything you need. Shall we delete it? I said, do it. 54 gigabytes went, and that thing was gone. And I had, and just to tell you, on a pie, on a circular pie, when we started, I had one hair's width of a light color on that dark blue pie. And that's all the space I had left on my hard drive. When he got done, I had 54 gigabytes free, and I was using only 20. So all of that just cleared up. Then I was waiting for this webinar, and I watched it. And this young man, I cleared off a lot of my emails because I was getting so many people trying to sell me everything and so much stuff I couldn't handle it. So I just highlighted it and deleted it. But when I got to this young man, Charles Ryder, the Holy Spirit told me, don't delete Charles Ryder. Hang on to that one. And one other one he told me to hang on to. And I deleted everything else. So Charles Ryder was the was the webinar I was going to watch, and I missed it. But I had two of his DVDs that I had already bought from him that I hadn't had time to look at. And when I got to, and then he sent me the webinar over again special just because I missed it. He sent it to me by email. So I watched that night, and he came on and he said, I want to start with prayer. He says, I want you guys to know I'm a Christian. And I always start everything with prayer. So if you don't like it, just do whatever you want to do. I'm praying. And did he pray the most beautiful, strong prayer? It was just music to my ears. And I said, that's the one that I bought anything from. That was the one that's going to help me to get this business started. And he was so sweet. And he just kept writing back to me, telling me, hang in there. We're going to get you going. Don't worry. You got it now. You got it made because I'm going to help you. And, I mean, that was just God answering all my prayers in 1 week. So, praise God. He's right there all the time. And if you did think I shouldn't be doing this, think again.
Amen. Thank you, Lois. I'm going to close. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. Thank you for this church. Thank you, God, for safety on the roads. Thank you for watching over us with your holy angels. And just ask you, Lord God, as we leave this place today, Lord, that you will keep us safe on the roads and get us to our destination safely. Give you all the praise and honor and glory for today. Thanking you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
When the way grows dark and I cannot see, I know my Lord will stand by me. He'll stand by me, He'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me. When the way grows dark and I cannot see, I know my Lord will stand by me. He'll stand by me, He'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me. When the way grows dark and I cannot see, I know my Lord.